This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Homeless shelters are bracing for this weekend's storm that could dump several feet of snow along the northern Front Range. Denver Rescue Mission's Nicole Cheddar says they were already close to capacity at two men's shelters last night. They are partnering with the city to open more beds at the St. Charles Recreation Center.
We have contingency plans at all of our locations to shelter in place if that is needed. This, you know, includes everything from bringing in additional food and blankets and also just having additional staff stay on site as well.
The St. Francis Center has set up an extra warming room at Mile High United Way on Park Avenue West in Denver through Sunday. The home of the public health director in the Durango area has again become the site of protests. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The Durango Herald reports more than a dozen protesters gathered near Leanne Jalon's home on Thursday to demonstrate their unhappiness with ongoing health restrictions like wearing masks and reduced restaurant capacity. They were met by four counter-protesters. Jalon was not home at the time, and both sides did obey the law. The state legislature is trying to make it easier for public health workers to keep their personal information secret online. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Governor Pola says stay put this weekend. Officials say wherever you plan to be there by tonight because of the weekend storm that is moving in tomorrow morning. This is CPR News.